Well, we had you like preach to the graveyard. Amen. We have a graveyard service once a year where my grandpa, amen, is buried, but I try to preach to them to come. Yeah. Amen. But this man's preaching to the dead. Hallelujah. He's preaching to dry bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinners upon you, and bring a flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and the whole was shaken, and the bones came together, bone to bone. What's that noise I hear? It's a shaking, the house of God. It's the Spirit of God that's a moving in the house. He's putting it back together. He's putting it back to place. He's putting the pieces of the puzzle back. Brother Moore said, I'm putting that puzzle together. And he said, that piece right there is not in this box. Yeah. He said, I thought about boxing the whole thing up, sent writing a note back to that company that built that thing, say, you should have put this piece in.
Yeah.
You ever felt like that?
Yeah.
Amen. It just couldn't ever get together. And he said, boy, all of a sudden, there it was the whole time, right in that box.
Yes, Lord.
That's where the Lord is. Yeah. He meant sometime it might be a while, but after a while, oh, glory, I'm glad you hear about y'all. I should preach to you. It been all that a while, you see that piece. Whoop.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been down in the valley, stuck in the mud. I've had, amen, some biscuits without any gravy. But in every situation, the hand of God fed me. And I ain't going to give up. Ain't going to give up on God. I've been busted and bruised. I've been battered and torn. I've walked through the valley, weary and worn. But I ain't gonna give up on God. He knows where the peace is. He knows the part that goes like that. He knows where it's at in your life. Lord, when you lift your hand, I feel God in this place.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Now, here they are. We're in a bunch of corpses. They got the skin back, got the muscle back, the sinew back, nerves all back.
There they lay.
Thousands of them. Now, this wasn't just 10 people. Hey, Brother Kirk won't study 9. They probably at least over a million, maybe a couple million. Who knows? Here's the whole house of Israel.
Right.
Up through the crowd. Amen. So they're scattered out there, and as he prophesied, a shaking got. He just started coming again. Next thing he knew, are they all there? Of course, it's all over the place. Praise God, a bunch of dead bodies, brother. Praise God, he said, now what? Now what? I've got them back here at church. Now what? I finally got them to come to church. Now what? They're still there. His story ain't over. Then he said unto me, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. Boy, it makes a difference when he said, thus saith the Lord God.
Yeah.
Then Brother Donnie said it, it might not happen. But if the Lord God said it, you're out of doubt. Praise God. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So he got to prophesying. Amen. As he commanded him. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, a great exceeding and mighty army. Where's the devil at now? What happened to the dry bones? They got breathed on. That's what happened when he made Adam. Amen? He breathed, and they became a living soul. Amen? I didn't quit, but I can't quit without putting this in here. When this wind got to blowing, and this breath got to breathing, and this army got to standing up, I thought about another time in the book of Acts. Disciples of the Lord had just come through a rough time. Amen. That the Lord had been crucified, and although he had been raised from the dead, they had just stood there and watched him go up into heaven. Y'all know the story. There in chapter 1 of Acts. Amen, you men. Why stand you here gazing into the heaven? The same Jesus that went away is going to come again in like manner as you see him go. That's all right. But you got to put yourself in their position. That this was a hard, trying time for them. Amen. If you feel different, that's up to you. Amen. But I feel like, amen, they've come through this rough time. Amen. Amen. A cloud received him out of the sight. They remembered what Jesus said. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So up into the upper room they go.
Amen. Come on.
About 120 of them. Now there could have been more with, I don't know, but at the head count, after about 10 days, then 120 of them. I wonder how many we'd have to stay 10 days. I can't hardly get some of them sent through our preacher. I didn't know preacher. I mean, almost, you know what I'm trying to say. Amen. Glory to God. And they went up in there, and they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. Here's Mary, lost her son. They seen him go to heaven. And they were kind of broken hearted about it. Glory to God. I didn't mean that way, brother. I promise. Amen. I read their minds. Glory to God. And so, after about 10 days, amen, we get to Acts chapter number 2. Most of y'all can quote this.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. I thought you'd sure shout when I got to chapter 2. I thought I'd go shout when I got to it. Glory to God. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And I appeared unto them cold with tongues like in the fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. That's the same breath that breathed on them bones. That's the same power of God that breathed on them bones. I tell you what, you need the Holy Ghost in your life. Let it breathe on you. Let the wind blow, sweet love of God. I can hear it. Come on!
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't quit. I'll tell y'all something.
Come on.
Before I stop here. This right here ain't sideline for me. This ain't sideline. I don't do this on, you know, just on the side.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't go to church just for something to do.
No.
On a Saturday.
Come on.
Amen. I don't get up and preach just for my health.
No.
I don't get in the word and preach and pray and cry and sweat and just cause it.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Come on.
Why you go to church?
Come on.
Glory to God. It's not for show. I ain't in show business. I'm not up here for you patting on the back or amen, shaking my hand. I mean, a few of them didn't, praise God.
Come on.
I said, love you too. Praise God. I said, went out the door. I know nobody ever done you like that. Glory to God. As sweet as I am, some of them didn't want to say hello and goodbye. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to preach it over that night. That little woman, Brother Kurt, I didn't know she had a wedding band on. Bless her heart, I didn't know it. I didn't have a clue she did.
Come on.
I don't know how to change my message if I had it, but I'm just saying I didn't know.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
I just didn't know. And I kind of hit on that a little. I said, that's word of God. That's what I read in the Bible. Let it not be what it's saying. I said, you know, if you're married, up for it.
That's right.
Boy, I know it when I quit. I know it when I sit down. Praise God. Woo! God help my top. I sit on the side of the platform. She got up and said, bless God. I've worn this so many years, and I'm not taking it off for you and nobody. Oh, glory to God. And the preacher sitting beside me said, don't pluck it. I said, I ain't nothing to me. I don't preach. What am I going to say? I ain't about to get fired with this woman if I'm happy. Praise God. If I'm happy, I don't want to be whooping before I leave here. Glory to God. Amen. She got up, didn't even say goodbye. I thought she was sure meet me at the door. Amen. Glory to God. I'd have been nice to her. I promise I would have been nice to her. I'd have been just as sweet as I could have been. I wasn't mad at that woman. I'm just trying to help that woman. Yeah. Amen. I wouldn't be me, Brother Jason. I cared about that person. Right. Amen. If I didn't care about people, I wouldn't get a preach.
That's right.
I'd just head over to the house somewhere. If I didn't care about helping nobody,
yeah.
My friend, I come over here and help Brother Jason Payne.
Yeah.
He's not only my friend, but he's my brother in God, and I want to help his church.
Yeah.
Amen. If I didn't want to help the church, I'd have stayed back over at Boonville.
Come on.
Glory to God, you may be quiet now. Glory to God, you might want to shake a lady and take it
out.
Hallelujah. She got out there and left that place. You know what happened though? A few days later, she told somebody, she said, I shut her off.
Woo!
I said, that's a win-win situation. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thank God for people that want to live. Are you with me tonight? Dead bones can live. They can get life. They can get help. If they really want it, do you want God? Are you hungry for it? Do you want to be with it? Let it breathe on you. Let the power of God come upon you. Come get us a song. Praise God. When dead bones come alive.
Come on.
I like to see them come alive.
Yes. Come on.
Brother Kurt, you see them come alive.
Yeah, amen.
Let me appreciate Brother Kurt Cole.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray hard for him to know it's sick. Amen. Oh, yeah. Dead bones come alive. I see them come to altar. Bad shape. Have I got time for one more story?
Come on.
Yes.
Old Brother Don Rich, amen, Brother Jason, got talking about that old drunk.
Yeah.
He come in that meeting, Brother Tommy, he was bad shape, he was drunk. Come down by altar, a couple of boys down there praying with him, he just, and the pastor of the church said, get him up, set him over in that pew. Amen. He's drunk. I'm going to preach. And so he got to preaching. And he said, when he got to preaching, the old man just got him staggered on out the door. But he said, my brother followed him out. And he got there, and that old man, that old drunk, just a scrap of bones. He's very dry. He said, I want to get my life changed. I want to do better. He said, he motioned for Brother Don Rich to come out. Brother Don said, I went out. He said, this man wants to give up with God. And he said, there's a little building out there on the side. And he said, we took him in that building and got down and started praying with him. And he said, don't you know? Amen. Bone came to bone. Amen. Ain't what he said. That's what I'm saying. Praise God. He said, God sobered that man up right there in that altar and saved his poor soul. He said, time they dismissed church, amen, that old man got saved. Come out of that building rejoicing. Amen. He is dirty and nasty. But Don said, come over to the house. We'll feed you today. And again, he said, my wife made roast and carrots and taters. He said, old man, eat, man, he hadn't eaten like that in a long time. He said, a brother in the church said, call a small man. And he said, he went and got, asked a brother in the church, had some clothes, got him some clothes to put on, let him get a good clean bath. He said, I cut his hair and shaved him. And he said, when he went back to church that night, nobody in the church hardly recognized. That's the same old man staggered in here this morning. Whew. You know what happened? He breathed on. Dead bones come alive. That old man started to come to church, and he said that old man couldn't read or write. And he said, Brother Don, I'd like to have a Bible. He said, I thought, well, he can't read. I'll just give him a little cheap Bible. But he said, the Lord dealt with me and said, no, you buying one like you won't. And he said, so I bought him a Thompson James reference Bible. You paid back then $50-some, paid for it. He said that old man put it up to his bosom, marched in the church. Amen. He couldn't read it, but he was carrying it. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. He said, marching down the street where he used to greet and stagger. There he comes, marching down the street. That Bible held to his chest. Amen. He said, his sister-in-law started taking dinner up there and feeding that old man. And he said, one day she took food up there and he hadn't eaten from the day before. And she thought, well, he must be gone somewhere. He'd be back. So she didn't think much about it. But the next evening when she took food, both trays from this couple days before still sitting there. So she called the authorities. And they went in, his little trucker busted in the door. And there he was, Bill, down on his knees, like he's a praying. And when they pulled his body up, he is dead. Clutched to his bosom was that old King James Version Bible. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about when dead bones come alive, but they are. That little old missionary over there, them people hadn't had a Bible. And so they packed up a box of Bibles and they took them down there to them. And they stood in line as they passed them out. And it come down the last little boy. And he run out of Bibles with Tommy. And he said, is there not a Bible for me? And he said, son, I'm sorry. We've run out. And he said, can I have the box that they came in? And it did something. He loved God. He wanted something to do with God. Let it breathe on you here tonight. Amen. Put your life in the hand of God. And he will raise you up. This altar's open tonight. Amen. When dead bones come alive. Amen. God's a talking to you. Amen. You don't have to die. You don't have to end up in the grave, God. You can put your trust in a God that cannot fail. Amen. And he's with me here tonight. Come on, children. Let's come toward the front tonight. Let's seek the face of God. Feel the Holy Ghost. I see bone coming together. I see skin coming upon. Amen. I see it coming all together. What we need now is for him to breathe and bring life in. Go ahead, Father. Father, talk it to us. Amen. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. You need help tonight. Once you get out of where you're here, come to more disorder. Let's see the face of God. If he says live, you gotta live.
Yeah.
Come right on, come right on. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
With no Oh, this time.